Does artificial intelligence make it easier or harder to find true love on a dating app? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. New generative AI tools like Stable Diffusion or ChatGPT can create stunning headshots, write flawless prose, even imitate someone's voice. Basically, a catfisher's dream. Online romance scams have become an increasing problem, especially on dating apps. Tinder, one of the most popular dating apps in the U.S., has stepped up efforts to combat these scams in recent years, with features like a new video verification system to authenticate users' identities. Rory Kozel is Tinder's Senior Vice President of Product Integrity. I asked him if he's seeing AI tools being misused on the app.
It is something that we're obviously working on and trying to look into how this is showing up on the platform. But I don't think it's a new threat. This technology is showing up, if it shows up at all, and it already does in one form or another, as really just another way of people trying to catfish. And to the extent that we have the tools and the ability to thwart that, we're going to continue to deploy those same tools. And if we have to improve them to keep up with the bad guys, we will do that. We're funded to do so.
Tinder has had something called photo verification for some time. It allows users to sort of prove that they are who they say they are. Now you've added a new level, video verification, to that. How does it work?
Yeah, so the original photo verification feature was based on some static poses that people would do, and then we would do some comparison, and we built our own automation on that. It had a few flaws. First of all, and probably most critically, was that it wasn't actually as accessible as we wanted it to be. You know, we learned pretty quickly that there are some folks who are not able to do those every pose or posture, and we had to come up with workarounds to make sure that people with certain physical inabilities were not blocked from being able to get verified. Those workarounds weren't really ideal, and we don't like the idea that somebody would have to go through a different process. Another thing that video verification does is it gives us a much stronger 3D face map, and we're able to do that with a video. There's a function where it kind of zooms in and zooms out, and it's able to build a more realistic model of the face, which means that it's a lot harder for somebody to spoof that there's a live human being there.
I guess outside of scams, have you seen or heard of any novel ways people are using AI in their Tinder profiles?
We've heard stories of people using certain products to help them write their bios, for example. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure that people using technology to improve their writing skills or their photography skills is particularly new. I think what we're really seeing is people worried about how good this stuff is, but not necessarily any better than having a really pithy friend that you can turn to help you write a clever bio. You know, we're always on the lookout for anything that looks like it might be eroding the authenticity of our profiles. We don't want people misrepresenting who they are, but we also want to be clear that technology is going to evolve. These tools are coming along, and just like Photoshop and any number of products before them, they give people new ways to express themselves. And those things are also valuable for helping our members be successful. I would hate to think that a tool that could be used for powerful new ways of creative self-expression to not be made available when you're trying to figure out whether or not this is somebody that you might want to go out on a date with or build a life with.
Well, we are seeing, you know, generative AI getting incorporated into a lot of different platforms and apps, you know, companies rushing to kind of add these features right now. Is Tinder looking at ways to incorporate this kind of technology?
We're definitely looking into how we can use this technology to help our members build, make, and foster real life connections. You know, for us, it's all about that human connection. That's what people are coming to these platforms for. They're looking to meet somebody and hopefully meet that person in real life. And to the extent that these tools can be effective and make them more successful in doing that, we'll definitely be exploring those opportunities wherever they come.
Yeah, we've seen, you know, companies sort of having these features, profile, writing prompts, virtual AI avatars. What kinds of uses do you think are the most exciting?
You know, I think anything that helps people really express themselves in a way that maybe they couldn't have done on their own or wouldn't have done on their own because they just wouldn't have thought of it is really exciting, honestly. You know, to the extent that these tools can help unlock people's undiscovered creativity or can help them brainstorm better ways of communicating with people they're interested in, you know, as long as it doesn't go too far afield of who they are authentically, which wouldn't serve them anyway. I mean, the vast majority of our members are here for all the reasons that everybody else is here for. Helping our members understand, like, it's not going to help you to pretend to be somebody you're not. When you meet that person in real life, they're going to see through that pretty quickly. This is really about how do we help you how to show up better on the internet, which is actually not everybody's skill. You know, not everybody is a social media maven. Not everybody knows how to market themselves. And so to the extent that these tools can be, you know, more like your best friend talking about you than you talking about yourself, maybe that's also valuable too.
We have heard criticisms, you know, of dating apps in general, that kind of the gamification of dating in these apps can become a barrier to the type of long-term relationships that a lot of users say that they're looking for. I mean, how do you think about kind of the tension of creating an attractive user experience with that objective of what the service does?
You know, we never think in terms of gamification or how do we help people use the app more. That's never really the goal. For us, the goal is always about what's going to get the person what they're looking for, and how do we help them get there as efficiently and effectively as possible. Obviously, getting a lot of what you're not looking for fast isn't helpful, and not getting any of what you're looking for or it taking a very long time to find what you're looking for also isn't helpful. And so for us, it's really about what are the behaviors that we need to help encourage people to do that will make them more successful. I can tell you that everybody at the company is thinking about how do we help people have a great experience and, you know, walk away from having used Tinder feeling like it was worth their time. If they spent money, it was worth their money, and that they found what they were looking for.
Rory Kozel at Tinder. On that issue of gamifying dating apps like Tinder, we spoke with Sangeeta Singh Kurtz earlier this year. She's the co-host of the Vox and New York Magazine podcast, Land of the Giants. Their recent season examined how these dating platforms become something of an addictive romantic roulette, which can cause problems for some users. And Tinder may be taking a measured approach to potentially integrating generative AI into its platform, but others are going big on the idea. Snack, a dating app aimed at Gen Z, announced earlier this year that users could create AI-trained avatars to go on sort of virtual reconnaissance dates with other users' AI avatars and then report back if they think it's a good match. So, like, I'll have my AI avatar call your AI avatar type deal. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.